Blog Talk Radio.
About it, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And you know how we start this broadcast off? We start this broadcast off with prayer. And we're trusting that you're touching and agreeing with us, as well as you're praying with us this day. Amen. Because prayer changes things. What you are in need of from God today, remember the word yesterday that says you got help. And where does your help come from? Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts and prepare our minds to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord. Father God, thanking you for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. Yet you woke us up, clothing our right mind. Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well. So, Father, as we come before you this day, O Lord, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you continue, Lord Father. Keep us covered under the blood, Lord. Father God, hearing and answering prayers this day, O God. So, Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you this day, Lord Father, hands being laid upon them, O God. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prayer request, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for every praise report, Lord Father, that you have heard this day, O God. Knowing, O God, that we take you not for granted, Lord. And, Father, we say thank you. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for what you're doing, Lord Father God, for Pastor Bolin, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that he was able to do the broadcast yesterday, O Lord. Father, I ask you, O God, as he go, Lord Father, to his appointment today, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for a praise report, Lord Father. Father, you be that doctor, Lord Father. Any test, Lord Father God, that he is about to take, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for working on his behalf. Father, as we speak healing right now, Lord Father, complete healing right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. For you say healing is the children's bread. And Father, we say thank you. Father God, we hold before you Donna and Eva right now, Lord Father, that has terminal cancer, O God. O God, I know, Lord Father, that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. Father, I know, Lord Father, that you can turn things around, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak your strength, Lord Father. We speak your healing virtue flowing through and through them this day, Lord Father. Father God, knowing, Lord Father, that you get the praise, you get the glory this day, Lord Father, on all things, Lord Father. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. Touch their immune system this day, O God. Father God, see, Lord Father God, the blood, Lord Father, covering Donna's room this day, Lord Father, in that hospital, Lord Father. Father God, you be the doctor this day, Lord Father, the nurse, Lord Father, all those, oh God, that are in attendance, Lord Father God, who heard this day, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to speak life and that more abundantly, Lord Father. Father God, knowing, oh God, that you're in the best position, Lord Father, And Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we continue, Lord, Father God, to pray, Lord, Father God, for those that have lost loved ones right now, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying right now continually, Lord, Father, for the family of Darryl George, Lord, Father. And Father, we speak comfort to their hearts right now, O God, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord, Father. Father God, touch his family, his friends, Lord, Father. And Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, for the peace, the joy right now, Lord. Father, as they think about their son, Lord, Father God, of their friend this day, O God, Father, that they will think on the good times, Lord, Father, that they have had with them, Lord. And Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for souls coming into the kingdom, Lord, Father, your kingdom this day, Lord, Father. And they finding it not robbery, Lord, Father God, to call upon your name, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that all our help coming from you this day, Lord, Father. So we thank you, Lord, Father, for comforting hearts, O God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father. Those, Lord, Father God, that was in the path, Lord, Father God, of that hurricane, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father. For peace right now, Lord, Father, even in turmoil this day, Lord, Father. Father, those that have lost homes this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for seeing after them this day, O God. Father, for we take you not for granted, Lord, Father. I thank you and glorify you, O God, for each and every listener this day, O God, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what they're in need of this day, Lord, Father. Father God, for you're that healer, that way maker, that provider right now, that burden bearer, Lord, Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for just showing up and showing out in their life this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for every bill being paid in full, Lord, Father, and every debt being canceled this day, O God. Father God, we're thanking you right now, O God, for ears to hear, Lord, Father, and a heart to receive the word as it comes forth this day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, O God, for transformation of mindset this day, Lord, Father. Father God, show up and show out this day, O Lord. Father, we're continually praying right now for the peace of Jerusalem this day, O Lord. Father God, knowing, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you this day, Lord, Father. And Father, it's time for us now, Lord, Father, to trust in you, believe in you, have the faith in you, Lord, Father. Father, for you have not disappointed us, Lord, Father. And we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord. Father God, when you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, Father, you show us each and every day, Lord, Father, how you are still here, Lord, Father God, with us, Lord, Father, despite, Lord, Father God, what we're dealing with, what we're going through, what we're about to go through, Lord, Father. But, Father, we shall continue to look up, Lord, Father, look to the hills from which cometh our help, Lord, knowing, O God, that all our help cometh from you this day. Father, the God that created both heaven and earth this day, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O Lord. So, Father, as you cover this broadcast under the blood, Lord, all those that are listening now, that will listen at a later date, Lord, Father, Father, we thank you for the blood covering them, Lord, Father, over the airways this day, over the word that is coming forth this day, O Lord. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, rendering the assignment null and void in the name of Jesus. Any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening this day, Lord, Father, we render it null and void in the name of Jesus, for this broadcast is blood covered. Father, the airways, we thank you for covering it under the blood this day, Lord. Father, as we decree and declare healing and deliverance going forth, Lord, Father, in the midst, Lord, Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 I just thank God. I thank God continually for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, being able to do not just for myself but for others as well. Ooh, I tell you, I don't know about you all, I'm pumping and priming. Nobody, as I always used to hear apostles say, when you come into church, you should come in willingly. You know, you should come in expecting. You should bring the Holy Ghost with you when you come in. No one should have to pump and prime you to praise God, to worship God, to talk to God. Let me tell you something. If you have that heart to do so, you're going to do so. Some of us, we just want to seek God when we're going through. But when everything is all in well, we forget about God. And when you get what you want, you forget about God. I can't forget about God. I can't forget what he has done for me. I can't forget what I have seen him done for others. And witness testimonies, you know, how can you forget this day? You can't forget. So I can't forget to praise God. No matter what it is that we are going through today, praise God. So when the praises go up, the blessings come down, and it's true. So praise God, despite of whatever it is that you're going through, thank him. Because you know what? He woke you up this morning. You may not be in the best of health, but he woke you up this morning, and you can continue to keep the faith and prophesy over yourself for help, for you to get better. And if not, let me tell you, if God speak to you and he say he's going to bring you through, he's going to be with you through all of this. Guess what? He is going to be with you through all of this. So trust in God today. Know who you serve. Know who you belong to this day. We serve an awesome and powerful God. We thank you. We glorify and we just magnify him. Fail not today to praise him. Fail not today to praise him today. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. God is good. Let me give you the word for today. It says, your gifts lie in the place where your values, passions, and strengths meet. Discovering that place is the first step towards sculpting your masterpiece, your life. Let me read that again for you. Your gifts lie in the place where your values, passions, and strengths meet. Discovering that place is the first step towards sculpting your masterpiece, your life. I just thank God for that word today. I thank God for you, you, and you. And if you have a question, you have a testimony, you know, share it today. Share your testimony today. Your testimony can help someone else. You listened to Pastor Bowling yesterday. If you did not listen to the broadcast yesterday, go ahead and visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and go ahead and click on that link and listen to the broadcast. Though we had problems even trying to get on the broadcast, God is still good. He is still good. He heard the prayers, and after a while, only after a while, it got better. Why? Because we did not give up. We continue to press on. So it's good to press on. It is good to press on and do not give up. Amen. Share your testimony. So for those of you that are listening on a different device, the call-in number is 347-857-3925, and press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. And don't tell me God haven't done nothing for you, that he haven't brought you through, or you know you was warring and interceding for someone and you saw God move. Listen, that person may not be able to give that praise report, but I know that you can, because you know what they was going through, because they talked to you. You helped them to press forward. You helped them to keep their eyes stayed upon the Lord and not whatever it is that they're going through. God is good. God is good. God is good. So I will just go ahead and begin to talk about this word that God has given me. And I tell you, ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Today we're going to talk about the heart. We're going to talk about deep cleaning our heart today. Deep cleaning our heart. And what does deep mean? Deep is extending far from surface or area, such as extending far downwards, extending well inward from an outer surface. That's what deep is. Let's see what cleaning is. It says, free from dirt or pollution, to undergo or perform a process of cleaning. So much time we look on the outward appearance, and we focus on the outward appearance than on the inside. The inside where is tore up from the floor up. Tore up from the floor up. And when I'm talking about the heart, I'm not talking about, again, the one that pumps in our chest. I'm talking about the mind. Because once we clean the mind, everything else falls into place. The heart in our chest don't have to pump that hard. It don't have to work that hard. It don't have to have stress upon the heart. Let me tell you, we're going to turn to Psalm 51. And we're going to start it from the first verse. It says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. And I know you have heard, for those of you that don't read the Bible, just listen to it. And for those of you that do read it, you know that David, ooh, you know what David was to God, right? And this is David talking to God. So wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I have sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praises. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. I've read to you from Psalms 1 to verse 17. We talk about deep cleaning our heart. As the Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Think about the feeling that you just get, you know, after you just go around your house and do that deep cleaning. You just begin to clear away all, you know, we will say junk, all the clutter that we have around us, too many things that we are not using, that will just begin to accumulate. And it's like you look around and it's a mess. Now here it is that you're cleaning, you know, everything. You're cleaning everything. And you go through just doing that deep clean. You go from room to room. You clean the clutter. You sweep. You mop. You do all that. So after that, you know, it's like when you look and you inhale, it's like that fresh air that you're breathing in now. It doesn't feel stuffy. Your house doesn't feel heavy. You know, and you like, how does your house feel heavy? I know I'm not the only one that says that your house is heavy. You know, it's like you need to go through. Just go through it and just clean. Open the windows, everything, and you're just cleaning. And there's a different feeling when you just go through your house, clean out that clutter. You feel light. The house feel light. It's a different atmosphere within your home. You remember there was a show, Niecy Nash, she used to do Clean House. And she will go in and, you know, she have her team. I used to like to watch it to see how did they just transform the house. They transform the house, and it's like they'll even throw in an incentive there, you know, for the person, you know. And you see the atmosphere changed. You see their demeanor change, you know. Also, the this one I just couldn't get the hang of, which was hoarders. And people will go in and take everything out of the house, and they will allow the person to help. It's like, okay, what would you like to keep? And as far as they're concerned, they would like to keep everything. And you're probably saying, well, what does this have to do with the scripture? Listen, we have so much junk, so much clutter within us. This is our house. The Holy Spirit that dwells within us, where does he dwell? In the inside of us. And when you sit and think about all the clutter that we have inside of us this day, let me tell you, it's a mess. You have things from growing up in your childhood, those that, you know, didn't have a good childhood, you know. You may have felt abandoned and, you know, you've just been through a whole lot in growing up. All that is inside. Things that we have not dealt with. So those are junk after junk after junk. And it's not even top the surface as far as with, you know, our daily going about life that we have to do. We go on our job. You deal with junk, you know, what is going on in there, and that you continue because we don't deal with it. We don't deal with that emotion. It just continue pile up and pile up. And our brain is like, it tries to protect you, that is down there in that deep, deep subconscious. Down there, why? Because you bury it down there so deep, you just keep pouring things on top of it, till it's like you forget about it. Or you think that you forget about it, but you haven't forget about it. Because something is going to be said, trigger words, is going to be said that you are going to explode. It's going to cause you to react a different way. You look, no, I'm not a profession in it. So, but when you look at people with mental health, what is it that they're going through this day? You don't know what it is that is happening to them. You don't know what it is that they have been through that caused them to even get there. And we look at them and we say, oh, they're crazy, or, you know, we will say all kind of things, but some of us won't even look to even help them or pray for them to help them to get to that place. We are so messed up inside that we wear a mask on the outside. Because they see you smiling and everything, they never see you, you know, give no outbursts or, you know, get out of character. At times people think that you don't you know, you don't have nothing dealing with. But when we examine ourselves, when we examine ourselves and stand in that place before God, and this is where you have that conversation with God. That's your time with God. You know, like you have your time at work and you have your time with your husband or your wife or your children. Have that time with God and say, okay, God, it's me and you. I'm the one standing now in the need of prayer. I'm the one that needs you to heal me. I'm the one that is standing there, God, because you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So, Lord, I am standing here because I need you, and I can't do it without you. I need you to help me to clean it up inside. I need you to do the work in me. Clean it up. Lord, I have hatred in my heart, deceit in my heart. You know, whatever it is in your heart this day, ask God for help to heal you from it. Heal you from it this day. When you hear them talk about getting to the root cause, the root cause of your issue. And when they get to the root cause of the issue that you're dealing with, you will be surprised how far back it goes. That you have totally forgotten all about it. Totally forgotten. But, you know, they have to peel off. And when you go to, it's a psychiatrist. When you go to them, you sit on their couch and you talk to them, they peel off layer after layer after layer after layer till they get to the root cause of what is causing it, where it began. And if they can get there, then the work begins to clean up. So as we go before God and we're asking God to help us, clean me, Lord. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Father, I don't want to hate no more. I don't want to go around not treating anyone with love anymore. Father, I want to walk in your attributes this day. I want to walk in love. I want to help people. I don't want to create, you know, deceit. I don't want to hurt anybody. Hurt them physically. Hurt them mentally. I don't want to do that, Lord. Help me. And as you see, every time David get in anything, he repent. He repent. Do we repent? Do we ask God for forgiveness and not do it anymore? And when you find that you're constantly doing the same thing over and over and over again, that is a habit. It's a habit. So therefore, you yourself can get rid of that habit. You need help. And who is the best person to help you? God. But we don't want to go before him and ask because we get so busy. You know, we carry around so much emotional baggage, and our mental clutter can be so overwhelming. It can be so overwhelming. But instead of us addressing it, what do? We often ignore it and think that, you know, it gets easier and easier, that we just keep on moving. We stay busy. We distract ourselves with others, with activities, you know, with work, than to address the real mental load that we're carrying. In the mind, that it stresses the heart that beats in our chest. It stresses the heart that beats in our chest. But we can get it clean. You can get it clean today if you want to. Carve out that time. Carve out that time that you can spend with God today. You know, some of us have, you may have that one drawer in your kitchen that has all kind of stuff inside of it. Or you may have a closet that, let's not go to the closet. How about in the attic? Attic, and you have all kind of stuff inside there. And you're looking at it, and you say, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it. You're continually saying, Lord, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come to you soon to help me to clean up this mess. But we get so busy, we forget about it, because we know when we begin to clean this mess up, emotions is going to, be all over the place. But God having you, but God carrying you, and yes, you need that, that river to flow. What river? Those tears to flow. You got it so bottled up inside of you. You ever had a good cry? A good cry just released. And after you finish, you feel so much better. Let me tell you, when my mom was sick and I was taking care of her, and she ended up in the hospital, and my mom was in the hospital from Thanksgiving up until she left in March. Let me tell you, I said, I have to be strong. I can't break down. When I go see my mom, pray with her, though she was in a comatose state, I would pray with her. I would talk to her. I speak life. I never allow, you know, anyone to come inside there speaking anything other than life. You want to talk negative, the door is there. When the doctors come in and talk and is nothing of good, we can step outside of the room. And I took in everything, and I said, I have to be strong. I have to be strong for my other siblings. I have to be able to translate to them what is going on. My hurt, you know, seeing my mom there, I keep burying it. They will say, you know, you okay? I'm fine. When you see, I finally, finally broke. It wasn't when, you know, the day that she passed, because I know where she was. I know that she is sitting with the Father in heaven. How I know that? Because she gave her life to Christ. She gave her life to Christ. But the thought of not being able to see her anymore. You know, though she was in the hospital, at least I know I can go there and I can see her. Though she cannot talk, physically talk, she was there. So you don't understand that when you're going through those things that you're burying your emotions, you don't want nobody to see you. You want them to think that you're that strong person, and you just continue to just bury. And when I had that good cry, it was good. It was a relief. I didn't feel heavy. I didn't feel weighed down. I didn't feel that. So when we're asking God to clean us up inside, he is going to peel layer after layer after layer after layer off of you. And you will see you're exposed. You know, it's like you get brighter and brighter and brighter as the time goes by. You begin to spend more time in God. You begin to feel more relaxed in God. You are able to, you know, not break down and cry. Not saying that you're not going to cry every now and again, but it's tears of joy. How could you get tears of joy? Because you think about the good things. You think about the good things. You are no longer suppressing that issue. Why? Because you are allowing God to clean you up. You're allowing God to peel those layers off. Because he's not going to go against your will. You may get like two or three peels and you may feel, okay, Lord, I can't do this. Stop. I can't do this. But you know what? When we go through the process, when we go through the process, not only those around you benefit, but you're the one. Look at you. Look at you. You are a different person. Healing and deliverance comes in to that cleaning of the heart. For him to create a clean heart within you. We come from out of the world. And when we look at how we was living out in the world, we believe that we have to clean ourselves up before we come to God. But he said, come. Come just how you are. Come. I will clean you up. Just come. All I want you to do is come. Come and allow me to clean you up. And he will clean you up. You're going to be looking a hot mess. But as the days go by, You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. People are going to look at you, and they're going to see the transformation that is going on within you, the way you walk, the way you talk, your demeanor. It's like they're going to look at you like, what's going on with them? You allow God to clean you up. Clean your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, the full transformation. You allow God to do. And it all begins in the mind. If you could begin to allow God to clean you up, go through the process. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going through. Nothing is too hard for God that he can clean you up. I don't care if you're going through a sickness. God can clean you up. He can give you peace in what you're going through. Your heart is pure. It's not heavy because you're sick. Are you going to have those days where, you know, you feel, you know, overwhelmed or, you know, it just come upon? Yes, because we're human and that part come forth. That part come forth. And sometimes you're able to get up out of it, and sometimes you need help to get up out of it. And God is there. When David slept with Bathsheba, and for those of you that don't know the story, Bathsheba was a married woman. He slept with her. And her husband was in his army. What did David do? He had her husband killed. Why? Because Bathsheba was pregnant with his child. And he brought him in. He brought the husband home so that he could sleep with her. The deceit that was in his heart, deceitful. And he had, what did he have to do? He had to repent. He had to repent. See, we do things and we think that God don't see what we're thinking and what we're doing. God is all-knowing, all-seeing. Nothing is hidden from us. He knew us before we was forming our mother's womb. Isn't that what the word says? He knew our expected end. Isn't that what the word says? So please don't think because you do something and you think that no one has seen you. Maybe no one has seen you, but God sees you. And those are things that we hide in our heart that we need to ask God to clean our heart. Cleanse it, Lord. You know all that is inside there. People walking around, they're talking about you, they're scandalizing your name. You know, all that is in you. You're not reacting to it outwardly, but you have suppressed it and suppressed it and suppressed it. covering it up. But it's time now for us to just, Lord, I need you. I need you to create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Ask him today. They said we have not because we ask not. We do not ask. We walk around with so much junk. We get all kind of sicknesses because of the junk that we're walking around with. You may not want to agree with me, but that's you. And it's okay. But check it out. The reason why a lot of us is because we're walking around with so much mess inside of us that we need God to continually clean us up. We are not perfect. I'm not perfect, and I know you're not perfect. The perfect one came and gone and sent the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, to dwell within us. So what are we doing? We're striving to be as that perfect one. That's what we're doing. But we have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. Where? And we can begin by asking God to help us. Lord, I need your help. The words say, come as you are. I'm coming to you, Lord. I am coming to you, Lord. Help me this day. Nobody else can help me but you. Nobody else. Help me, Lord. Lord, forgive me for blaming you for whatever. Because when things happen, we blame God. I'm going to say, God, you could have stopped this. God, why you let this happen? I'm serving you and you let this happen, Lord. And we blame God. Repent today. Allow him to continue to clean you up. And remember, it doesn't matter what nobody may say about you. You know where God brought you from. You know it was nobody but God that cleaned you up. You know goodness and mercy was following you. You know that that blood, the blood that was prayed over you, you know it was nothing but the blood. The blood that washed away your sins, the blood. And that blood cleans you up on the inside. That you can walk in a room full of haters. A room full of haters. That when they see you, all they can do is talk about you. But the funny thing is, they're not bold enough to talk about you in front of your face. They will talk about you behind of your back. Not in front of your face. And what they fail to understand is, God gives you heads up.
He gives you heads up.
And he said he will fight your battles. That alone should give you peace. Don't matter. You may be saying, Lord, I'm walking in this room full of all these haters, and what you want me to do? What you want me to do, Lord? Because you know how they feel about me. And he tells you to walk in that room with your head held high and stand and do what I tell you to do. He can tell you to go in that room, stand, and don't say a word, even though they're talking, you know, they're getting their little cliques, because, you know, every place got cliques. Families get cliques, and your jobs get cliques, and trust and believe there's cliques in the church. They're getting their little cliques, and they're talking, but you're standing. Why? Because the hatred that you had developed in your heart for them, that you have let go, that they have been let go. You know what? You're the light that is shining in that room. You're the light that is shining in that room. And trust when I say, the light has more power than darkness, because what is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. So when that light come on, there's no place to be dark. No place to be dark. So allow God to clean you up today. Know that when you go before God and you have that conversation, what conversation? You praying to God. See, just like I'm talking to you. You can go to God and you can talk to him. You can go and you can talk to him. Some of us are afraid to talk to him. Why? Because they don't want to hear what he has to say. They don't want to hear that, hey, you need to clean up this now. You need to change your way of thinking when it comes to this person. You need to change your way of thinking when it comes to this situation. You need to do this. This is how you handle this. And you're looking at God, but God, that is too hard for me to do. But he got you. God got you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And David, his plea was for forgiveness. He asked God to forgive him, and then he prayed. He prayed. What are you doing today? Every day, we have the opportunity to do the same thing. Every day. When we're overcome by guilt, by shame, bitterness, unforgiveness, we can ask God to give us a clean heart. Even when you're facing temptation, what you do? Lord, God, please purify me this day. Cleanse me, Lord. Cleanse me this day, O Lord. Fix my thoughts this day, O Lord. I know nothing is too hard for you. It's now time. It is now time for us to invest in our souls. Just like how you invest in the time of cleaning the house that you live in, how about cleaning the house that the Holy Spirit dwells in. How about that? You think you can work on that today? I thank God. I thank God for goodness and mercy. I thank God when you say, ask, and it shall be given. When you go over to Matthew 23, we're going to read from the 25th to the 28th verse. It says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so, ye also outwardly appeared righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Also busy looking at the outward appearance. What about the inside? What about the inside? You have all kind of things going on the inside of us. When we get mad, what are your thoughts? Or your thoughts of evil? You want to hurt. You want to plot and what you're going to do. But have you thought and asking God to forgive you for your thoughts, that you may not act in your thoughts? Forgive you for even thinking that way. God didn't say. He did not say we wasn't going to get mad. But the word definitely says, be angry, but sin not. Be angry, but sin not. God was angry. Jesus got angry. So don't you think that we are not going to be and get angry as well? We are. But what are you going to do with that anger? Are you going to act out on that anger? Or are you going to give it to God and allow him? Like I say, people scandalize your name. People do things to deceive you. But you know what? You serve an awesome God. You serve an awesome God. And this is self-examination. Self-examination is so good. On a daily basis. On a daily basis, you clean. Don't wait for months and years. Because when he do that deep clean, you are healed, delivered, and you are set free from all that clutter that you had holding on. Believe today when I tell you, whatever you've been delivered from is right there lurking around you, waiting for you to just
give them a little crack. A little crack that they will fit on through. And they're not coming by themselves. And they will fit through. You know, like you have those animals that don't have no bones, their bones is soft. And it can go through anything. Well, let me tell you, that's all that spirit is waiting for, to just go on in there. Apostle Porter had a message, no room to rent. Don't allow them spirits to enter back in and clutter that room. On a daily basis, go before God. Ask for forgiveness. Ask him today to cleanse that heart and renew the right spirit within you. Trust and believe today that it will happen. We are not perfect. We're striving to be as the perfect one. So today, allow God to do the work. Go before him boldly. We can do that this day. We can go before the throne. We can do that. Or are you too afraid? You allow the enemy to shut your mouth. Don't allow the enemy to shut your mouth. And trust me, when he cleans you up inside, and you know without the shadow of a doubt, it's nobody but God, people looking at you, and they see the difference. And then you're going to have those around you that go and say, oh, well, you remember you used to do this, the key word is used to. Those are key words right there, used to. I do it no more. I'm a new creature in Christ. You or nobody gonna take me back there. Because now I truly know who I am and I know who I serve. Because he's the one that cleans me up, not you. Had I left it to you, you continue to scandalize my name. You continue to drag me through the mud like you are crawling in the mud. But let me help you out here. I stretched out my hand to you today. And let me tell you about the goodness of Jesus. Let me tell you where he has brought me from today. Do you want to hear the word today? Because just like I'm looking, you can look like that too. All you got to do is repent. All you got to do is believe in your heart. Believe in your heart that he sent his only begotten son to die for you. Believe in that blood today. Oh, I can tell you all about him. Let me tell you, I could tell you where I could have no longer been here but God. So come on, I'm stretching my hand out to you today to come on. Change the way you think today. Change the way that you're thinking today. When he said, come as you are, come as you are. He will do the cleaning. He will do the rooting up and the plucking up. He will be the one doing the deliverance. He will be the one that's doing the healing today. Not man, but God. But God. Do you believe that today? Because we are to draw others, compel them. But do we? We allow the enemy to shut our mouths through our testimony. Don't want to share our testimony. You don't know how that can heal and deliver someone because they know what God done for you. And they will change the way that they're thinking, that they're able to accept Christ into their life and allow him to clean them up because he done it for you. Don't be afraid of where God has brought you from. Don't be ashamed to share it, because when you're ashamed to share where God has brought you from, let me tell you, the enemy said, oh, they're going to keep it to themselves. They are not going to share. I got it like that. Yes, I still got the power over them. He don't have no power over you. The only power he have over you is what you allow him to have over you. Anyone that know me know doing this broadcast here, I'd be like, no, not me. Not me. But look at me. Had I allowed the enemy to shut my mouth, had I allowed the enemy to stop me from praying for people, I told you all, when I was ready to give up and I was like, Lord, ain't nothing. Even with prayer, God allowed me to go to a birthday party and see people, never met them before, not even the host, which is the birthday person, had I met, just talked to them on the phone, met them via Facebook. Find out that they went to school with my mom and my uncle, and she would always call and say, can you put this person on the prayer list? Can you put that person on the prayer list? And I would pray. I would ask for updates and what's not. I had the opportunity to meet some of the people that I was praying for the first time and hear the praise report. Hear the praise report from them. Literally, I couldn't. It was tears of joy. Tears of joy. When you hear stage 4 cancer, you don't expect nobody to live from stage 4 cancer but God. And I looked. I'm sitting to the table. One of the very person that I'm praying for and didn't even know. But God, don't allow the enemy to shut your mouth on anything. No testimony on what he have done for you or doing for you. The testimony that you came out of the world and now you're serving Christ. Yes, you may be a babe in Christ, but they can still see the change. And people will fight against that change. But as long as you continue to allow God to clean you up inside, as long as you allow God to just surround you with like-minded people, let me tell you, don't close your mouth. You may not want to say nothing in this broadcast, and that's fine and well. I may never know who half of you all are, but I thank God for you all. I thank God that whatever it is, whatever little word that you have heard that encouraged you to come out of the world and to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, to God be the glory. I thank God for you. I thank God that you take the word and you go deeper in the word and you take it a little farther than any person on here have taken. Take it a little farther and share it. Share it with someone else today. If you don't want to share your testimony on it, it is fine. It is okay. Do not allow the enemy to shut your mouth. Do not allow the enemy for you not to get your healing, your deliverance this day. Repent today. Time is at hand. You see, we're coming up on Halloween next week, and so many people, they already got their costumes on. You know, they already know what they're going to do. The house, you look around the neighborhoods and you see their house is already done, dressed up for Halloween. Let me tell you all, know what you all are getting into. I pray goodness and mercy. Pray like never before. Pray over your children, your grandchildren this day, because the portals that you all are opening up, y'all don't want to hear it, but it's okay. May God have mercy upon you all. May God have mercy upon you all. See, when we don't know better, we can't do better. But when you know better, you ought to do better. You ought to do better. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your heart. And I'm talking about your mind today. And allow God to use you. Ask him to cleanse your heart and renew the right spirit within you this day. I just thank God for each and every one of you. I take you all not for granted. I thank you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good people. God is good. So I'm going to tell you, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some people say, oh, that is so late. Why can't you get it earlier? Guess what? That is the time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Had you had to go to work that time, you're not going to say it's too late to go to work. You go into a party and that's the time it starts kicking, you're not going to say it's too late to go to a party. But anything for God, we will find excuses for. Anything for God, we will find excuse for what we can't do. But you know what? When you get in that bind, the very prayer lines that you don't want to get on is the very prayer lines. The people on those prayer lines are the ones that you're going to be seeking after. Why? Because now you need God. Now you're wanting to move on your situation. See, I'm done tired playing with people when it comes to God. Don't give me no excuse what you can and can't do. I'm trying to hear it. Because you know what? I was where you was at. I was saying I can't do this and I can't do that. But when I get in trouble, I know where to go. So you know what? When you can stand today and you can go before the throne and you can war and intercede on others' behalf, you don't have time to be playing. And this is not the time to be playing. It's the time to be praying. It's the time to pray. Like never before, look around you. That alone should say, let me get on somebody's prayer line. Let me form a prayer group. or something. But we're too busy about our own business and only know God when it is we need him. But if God treat us the way that we treat him, we'd be in a world of hurt. So I'm going to tell you all, serious prayer warriors, it's time for us to pray. I am just but one prayer line. There's other prayer lines. But if you would like to join the, come on and join us in prayer, the Wailing Walls prayer line, the calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. You believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? I don't care what church you go to. I am asking you to join my church. I'm asking you to touch and agree in prayer, tearing the devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we allow the enemy to steal from us. Yes, I'm very passionate when it comes to prayer. I don't play when it comes to prayer. I want to be able to, when someone calls me and say, can you pray for me? Can you touch and agree with me? I want to be in that place where I can do. Not say, hold on a minute, let me get it right with God. So join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number again is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, I appreciate each and every person that continually supports this broadcast. Amen. You be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Can I kneel down to pray? Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's
start,
when
happening.
Things start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have his way. That's
when things
are
happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God. God.